listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, get ready for AEP with the ASG team. Use these tips for your most successful annual enrollment yet. ASG Episode 78, How to Prepare Like a Pro, written by Lily Joins. You've heard us talk about the annual enrollment period, AEP for short. We've talked about it many times on this podcast, and for good reason. It is the busy selling season for Medicare agents, the time of year when you'll write a good chunk of your Medicare business. We don't want to see you miss out on a single selling day, so we recommend making sure you're fully prepared and ready to sell as early as possible. There are a few steps you need to take in order to get that ready-to-sell status by October 15th, so let's get right into it with step number one, get contracted. Talk to our sales team and make sure you can offer everything your clients may ask for, both products and brands. Carriers can sometimes take upwards of 6 weeks for processing, so don't delay contracting. Last-minute cramming is a sure way to miss out on Medicare's busiest selling season. Find the most competitive plans in your area with a quick search on our Medicare quote engine. Don't forget that cross-selling can round out your clients' MAPD plans and fill coverage gaps. Just keep in mind that CMS prohibits you from promoting non-health-related products when meeting with a client to discuss Medicare Advantage plans, so you'll need to schedule a follow-up appointment to discuss those products. Step 2, complete certifications. Before you can sell for any carriers, you must complete annual CMS compliance training. AHIP and Gorman Sales Sentinel are two common methods agents use to get certified. Most carriers accept one or both of these options. Our pro tip, many carriers offer an AHIP discount when you certify through their online portal. After compliance training, you'll need to complete product certifications for each MA, MAPD, and PDP carrier you are appointed with. Some carriers may also require face-to-face training in addition to their online product exams. You can find a list of carrier requirements in Ritter's Certification Center, and we will have that link for you in our show notes, along with the link to our Medicare quote engine. Moving on to our third step, order supplies. Once a carrier deems you ready to sell, most carriers will allow you to pre-order enrollment kits for the upcoming product year. Participating carriers will have information in their broker portals regarding pre-ordering. To find info on ordering supplies, visit our carrier pages. We will have that link in our show notes. It's as simple as selecting a carrier and then clicking on the word supplies in the menu on the right-hand side. Now, unfortunately, Ritter isn't able to tell you if you're ready to sell with the carrier. You will have to verify your status on your own with each carrier for compliance reasons. And if you need an agent writing number, you can also get that from the carrier. Step 4. Gather carrier information. Familiarize yourself with each carrier you are appointed with now so you can save valuable time during AEP. Brush up on their online tools, phone numbers for support, and the submission processes you'll have to follow, including fax numbers. Another pro tip, I am a spreadsheet fanatic, and spreadsheets are your friend, especially during AEP when you might need crucial information at a moment's notice. Create a spreadsheet with all the important carrier information in one place so it's easily accessible. Additionally, carriers sometimes offer webinars on how to use their online portals and tools, such as e-apps and online submissions. You can find these on Ritter's events page or each carrier's online broker portal. Step 5. Consider leads and referrals. No matter if this is your first AEP or you're a seasoned veteran, there is always an opportunity to get in front of more people during AEP. Boost your online lead generation with MediCareful.com, Ritter's online consumer-facing quote tool for Medicare Advantage, Medicare Supplement, and Part D prescription drug plans. With your own MediCareful site, you can easily collect permission to contact and electronic scope of appointment forms simply by sending a link in an email. There's also an option for direct enroll with a select group of carriers, so you can even make money in your sleep. Or maybe you'd like to take advantage of Ritter Referral. If one of your clients needs a product you aren't able to sell, you can refer them to Ritter and we'll help them out. You'll have peace of mind knowing they're well taken care of and your business is secure. And remember, Ritter, as well as the carriers you're appointed with, is here to help you succeed. Think of us as your coach rather than just cheering fans. If you have questions or need help, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We've got a link to our sales team in our show notes, and you can always leave a comment there as well, and we will make sure that one of our Ritter specialists gets in touch with you. In addition to that link, you'll find all of the links we mentioned in this episode, as well as other ASG articles and podcast episodes that you might find useful. Now, I know that we said we had 5 steps for you to prepare for AEP, but I want to mention a 6th step for you to take, and that's to register with Ritter Insurance Marketing so you can take advantage of the full gamut of tools we have to offer. All of the technology we have to offer comes from our development team, and it's created with you in mind, whether it's MediCareful or our quote engines. You also get the expertise of our staff, online contracting, supplies, co-op marketing dollars, and more. We will have a link to our registration page in the show notes as well, and I invite you to partner with Ritter. Get in before AEP starts, and we will help you through this busy season and all of the seasons that follow. That's it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Don't forget to visit our show notes for all the links we mentioned, especially that link for agent registration. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support, and we will see you next episode.